God said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? And in the Greek language, he said, do you love me with all your heart? And Peter's answer was this, well, I'm fond of you. Jesus said, do you agape me? That is love that is sacrificial for somebody else. And Peter said, no, I'm fond of you. And he said, well, feed my sheep. And that's what some are called to do with God helps. I'm going to feed you the word tonight, starting in Psalm 119 and verse 59. I pondered the direction of my life, and I turned to follow your laws. Amen, Father in heaven. Man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. Let me say that. That's not a cliche. I don't want you to get just used to hearing it. I don't want you to just be able to recite it. I want that thought to get in your heart. Man will not do what he's supposed to do. He will not be as happy as he could be. He will not be able to function fully. He will not be able to find, or she, God's plan and purpose for your life unless you are a word person, unless you begin to study the 7,500 promises in the Word of God for you. They're given for you. They're given for each and every one of you. And I want to say the devil would like to exclude some people and say, well, they're not for you. The devil's a liar. Don't even entertain talking with the devil. Don't come into agreement with failure. What's your name again? Lauren? Could you stand up for just a moment? I want to ask you a question. Look at me. What is the one thing you want God to do for you in your life? What is the top thing? I don't want to hear three. I want to hear one.
Give me a happy life.
You've asked well. Put your hands on her. Let me tell you something. If you stick with God, he's going to give you a happy life. There's happiness already there, Lauren. There's things around you that he's already doing, that he's bringing together. One of the promises in God's word is this. Philippians 4:13 says this. I can do all things through Jesus because he strengthens me. Philippians 4:19 says this. My God shall supply all of my needs. Lauren's God will supply all of Lauren's need according to what God has. And he owns it all. Have you ever asked Jesus to come into your heart? Well, I want you to think about something during this service. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and I'm knocking. If you hear me knocking, Lauren, and if you'll open up, I will come into you. Before the next few minutes is over, if you're ready for that, I'm going to lead you in a prayer to invite Christ. And listen, if you're not ready, it's okay. But that should be a goal. He wants to give you a great, great life. He really does. And the devil wants to give you things that look great, but they're not great. So will you just sit down, hear this word, and listen, and you decide for yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you really want that, if you really begin to feel God knocking at your heart's door like you did, I'm going to ask you to come up there. Millie's going to pray with you. And if you don't, so what? Just keep coming because God loves you. God wants you as He wants to adopt you through the cross, through what Jesus did for you. I think you say to yourself, I've never been anybody's favorite. God's saying, that's not true. You've been my favorite. God loves you. Just think about it. That's all I'm saying. Okay? And my thought tonight is this. Satan is real, and he wants to change the direction of your life, and don't you do it. That's the title of my message. Satan wants to change the good things that you started and you fought for, you and God together. Amen? Amen? You're becoming a different person. You're becoming a new creation, aren't you, Keisha? I mean, you are. Everybody that knows you can see it. I can see it. The devil wants you to change your direction. I pondered the direction of my life. And I want to ask you and encourage you every day to ponder the direction that you're going. Are you going the direction that God has for you? Because he has a direction for each and every one of you. Every one of you is special. Every one of you is important to God. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, God loves you with a love that will not fail you. I pondered the direction of my life. I want you to ponder. Am I on course? Am I on track with God? Am I going the direction God wants me to know? Go. Do I even know? Do you know? Do you know? I want you to ask yourself. I want you to dig deep inside yourself. You know why? This message is a message of love and blessing and power, and it's for each and everybody else in this room. Are we recording this? And everybody that's going to hear this, it's for you out there in radio land, in Facebook land. This message is for you. God loves you and has the power to empower you, to give you the right direction. He has a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, I know the plans I have for you. They're good plans. They're not bad plans. Verse 13 says this, when you go to looking for those plans, if you'll seek me with all of your heart. That was a song that I wrote in 1987 when we started this church. I was off with just me and the Lord. And he said, Angelo, when you seek me with all of your heart, then I will come to you. And the promises of God are for every person in this room. Take it very personally, because God loves you very personally. And he knows what you want, and he knows what you need. And when a man's ways and a woman's ways please the Lord, he makes the devil to be at peace with him. That's resisting the devil when you please God. And the devil will run away from you in terror. And that's the absolute truth. This message includes every person in this room. I pondered the direction of my life. And I'm telling every person in this room, for the next few minutes, ponder which way you're going. When was the last time you heard from God? God loves you. He'll talk to you every day. His mercies and his forgiveness is new every morning. If God had to pick sinless people, he'd have to go to a different planet. And I hate to tell you this, and I think most of you, if you're honest with yourself, you don't have to be honest with anybody else. You know that when you got saved, you still have the ability to do the wrong thing. But he teaches us not to. And he becomes the one who processes our mistakes. And he points us to his Father, who wants to adopt each and every one of us, each and every day of our life. And he wants to love us, bless us, correct us, direct us, all those things, every day, for every one of us. You're important to God. You're important to him that you make it and that you're happy. I've been with God for a long time. He's processed my sin. See, I could not process my sin. I could not. I did not have the ability to forgive myself, to renew myself, but God did. When I said the sinner's prayer, I had demons in me. They came out immediately. And he got me down by the scuff of my neck, and he just began to pull all that weight off of me and change me one day at a time. And he's still not completed, but I love him so much, I just don't know anywhere else I could go where I could love anybody any more than him. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7. And Joshua took over Moses' gig. He was a leader. And no matter what you've told, inside of each one of you, you're a leader. God has folks he wants you to lead, that he wants you to feed, that he wants you to encourage, that he wants you to pray for. You have the ability to help people come to Christ. There's nothing more important at the age of 70. I am very glad that Virginia's a part of this church. She's 91. Last Sunday night, she said I could call her mom. So I'm still in good shape. You're important to God. And this is what God said to Joshua when he was starting his new life as a leader. This morning when you got up, or if you get up in the evening, you're starting the rest of your life. And he wants to bless you. And it's amazing what God can do with you and for you if you'll let him. And the devil doesn't want you to do that. The devil wants you to change your direction. And don't you do it. Don't you do it. We were coming. We were coming this morning. I said, Millie, surely we won't be doing a food ministry today. My gosh. We're sitting there and Millie's phone was right there. Doot, doot. It goes off. And it says, tornado warning. Tornado watch for Logan County. And I thought, well, what if they do have that food? I'm the guy with the trailer and the truck. She said, what are we going to do, Angelo? I said, let's get in the truck and see if we can make it. Because when that hit, there was a part, we were on our way, that when it hit, JJ was telling us also, we started going south, and the wind blew tumultuously. And I said, Billy, I said, I don't want to start anything, but does that look right over there, south? I said, does that look like a tornado? And she said, it sure does. And I had a choice. See, our life is filled with multiple choices every day. We have to make the Jesus choice every day of our life. We just kept riding. And what I believed in my heart was this, well, if it's my time to go, see, I just prayed. Into your hands we commit our spirit, Lord. You have a right to take us if you want to. If that's what's pleasing, thy will be done. That's what we want. You're the potter. We're the clay. Thy will be done. Help us, Lord. We just kept going. We made it there. We made it there earlier than we usually get there, by about 5-10 minutes. And I said, well, it started raining, and then all of a sudden, the rain let up. We got those four pallets on that 18-foot trailer. And I said, Billy was in the truck with me and Dwayne. I said, man, let's just pray. I said, if the wind comes, we had the tallest stack of bananas I've ever seen in my entire life. That was, what was that, Dwayne? 7 foot, 8 foot, the bananas. Yeah. Now, we still got some of them there. Look, they're only good for so long. Bring as many as you can carry out and then put a bunch on your kids and go them and give them everywhere in the community. Even to people that you don't like. I dare you to go give somebody a bunch of bananas, somebody that you don't like. You talk about winning favor with God. Listen, God is the one that can do the most for you. No human being can do more for you. God can turn the tide. The will of the Lord is in the hand. The will of God is in the hand of the king. And God can turn that any way he wants to. Them people that are over you, he can turn that any way that he wants to. Boy, he's turned it a lot for me. I think I'm one of the best used souls, salesmen in the world. I could sell anything. And I can sure sell you on Jesus. You that are hearing me over the video or whatever we're doing here, you listen to me. God's interested in you, and he's more interested in you, and he's not mad at you, and he thinks more of you than your mama does. Let's look at Luke chapter 9. And I'm preaching a message that the devil's trying to change your direction. Do you ever see that happening in your life? You'll make a commitment or you'll do something. You can see the devil's trying to mess you up. How many of you ever see that? Because see, if you don't, you better look again. You better find out because he'll mess you up if he can. We're in the book of Luke chapter 9. I'm going to begin reading at verse 57. We've got a few more minutes. We're just going to do the best we can with what we've got. And in Luke 9, 57, the word says this, the cost of following Jesus. See, you got to put your imaginations of what you think is best for you. You have to trample on that. And you have to trust somebody, the Creator, your Heavenly Father, if you'll let him be. As they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus replied, foxes have dens to live in, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head. He said to another person, come and follow me. The man agreed, but he said, Lord, first let me return home and bury my father. Jesus told him, let the spiritually dead bury their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach about the kingdom of God. Another said, yes, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family. And Jesus told him, anyone who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And if one good piece of advice I could give you, don't look back. Are there things back there that you enjoyed? Yeah, in all of us, but don't look back. God loves you. I wish I had an hour, but I don't. But I'm not going to hold you up because I don't have an hour. But I'm going to ask right now. Revelation 3:20, if you can put that up, says this. Behold, I stand at your heart and I knock. If you can hear me knocking, and if you'll open up, I'll come into you. I'll change you from the inside out. Is there anybody in here tonight that wants to take the Lord up on that challenge? It's not a problem. It's time now to do this. I didn't share all my Bible verses, but I shared enough of them. Satan wants to change the direction of your life and getting you to go back to familiar ground. And God wants to take you. Behold, I do a new thing in your life. It's going to change you from the inside out. Think about that tonight. Think about which way you're going. Make an altar where you are or come to this altar. We're about to take communion. God bless each and every one of you. Let's examine our hearts.